Hey, welcome back. I hope that you had a really lovely, just time of connecting into the body, into embodiment. So we'll begin our sitting practice now. And I want to just invite you to close the eyes if it feels comfortable to you. And if it doesn't, you're welcome to keep the eyes open with just a soft gaze, not really focusing on anything. I'm just beginning by feeling the sensation of your body making contact with the surface that you're sitting or lying down on. Feeling all the different places where your body meets the surface beneath you. You might feel the way that your back and shoulders are held and supported. Sense of gravity at the legs. Might feel the contact of the feet touching the ground. Or the hands resting in the lap or at the side. Just allowing yourself to feel your body here, supported and held. And you've been sensing into the sensation or the perception or knowing that the earth beneath you is also here. Holding and supporting you. Every sensation associated with gravity or weightiness, it's because the earth is here with you. Now, allowing yourself to begin to sense into the breath. Noticing as you breathe the different places in the body that you can feel the movement or the impact of the breath. Noticing where the breath goes as you breathe out. And where the breath goes as you breathe in. And allowing the breath to be like a bridge that helps you anchor into that inner world. Feeling your body breathing. Letting it Help you ease and settle into stillness. Buddha's instructions, the mindfulness of breathing, more simple, elegant. Breathing in, knowing I'm breathing in. Breathing out, knowing I'm breathing out. Breathing long, knowing I'm breathing long. Breathing short, knowing I'm breathing short. Allowing the breath to be just as it is. And just shining a gentle, soft light of awareness on it. This body, this breath. Just allowing the breath to be like an anchor, supporting you to stay here now. Just allowing yourself to sense into whatever aspect of the breath feels most resourcing for you. Could be the sense of the breath at the nostrils or the throat. Rise and fall of the chest or belly. Sensation of the whole body breathing. Just allowing yourself to connect to your breath. In the way that feels most natural to you. And there may be many other things that arise as you rest here with the breath. Emotion. Thinking. Story. And it's all natural. It's what the mind and heart and body does. But alongside it is the breath. And is your gentle, spacious knowing of the breath. When we stay with the breath, really steep our awareness in the body breathing, we're offering such an immense tenderness to this being here, now. As you tend to the breath, you can incline the mind and heart towards a sense of caring, paying loving attention, you can create a gentle, anchored space for whatever needs to unfold. When we turn towards the body and the breath, and part of what we're doing is just signaling to this entire mind, body, heart that we care enough to pay attention. As you do, you might even feel that faint, or maybe not so faint, glow in the heart. Knowing, yeah, I'm here because I care. And just allowing yourself to be here with the breath of the body and with your own caring presence. Just turning more deeply now towards the heart. And just feeling into that innate sense of care, of friendliness, warmth. And almost sensing into that space in the heart center as if there was a lantern or a candle just emanating a gentle, soft light. Of your care. Your warmth and goodness. And just letting that light begin to shine. It might be gentle, like the light of the moon or a distant star. Or it might be bright, a sunrise. First, letting that glow of care, of warmth, of just friendliness find its way to every part of you, from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Out in all directions. And letting that sense of warmth, of caring, touch all parts of you. The things you love and you're proud of. And also the things you don't feel so good about. That light within the heart shines on everything. No parts left out. And letting that light now grow so that it moves beyond you. Letting it shine onto all of the other women in this circle today. Some who you may know, some who are new to you. As if that light, that lantern of warmth and friendliness in the heart could just shine out in all directions. In front of you, to your right, behind you, to your left, above and below you. All around you, that light of friendliness, metta, kindness, shining out in all directions, touching everything and everyone it meets. Perhaps also reaching the plants and the animals near you. The rivers or the oceans. The mountains. Valleys and fields. As if your kind heart could be a beacon, a lighthouse for all beings. In the moment, letting go of this too. And just allowing yourself to come back into the body, sitting or lying here. Feeling the surface beneath you. Again, in all the places that it meets your body. You might even wiggle the fingers or the toes and just feel what it's like to be here in this body right now. Allowing yourself really gently to open the eyes, but not yet to engage with the screen in front of you. Just letting the eyes gently roam, letting them land on the things around you in this room or maybe out your window. You can move the head along with the gaze, and just letting the eyes rest on whatever they feel drawn to. And just really taking in whatever that is. It might be something like the light or a color or a shape that just feels pleasing to the eye. And just letting yourself rest here. In this experience of seeing, of taking in something that's pleasant to look at for whatever reason. And then whenever you're ready, just turning back. Coming back into our circle. Welcome back. So we have some time now to do a little bit more movement meditation. Since we had a pretty short period of movement in the beginning, and I really want to invite this time really to be a time for you to tend to yourself, tend to your heart. And so the instruction for this period of movement meditation that we'll have until about 10 after the hour, so we'll have around 15 more minutes, is in the same way that you were noticing with the eyes where they gravitated towards, so finding that place that felt pleasant or beautiful or interesting. Really allowing yourself some time, both within your movement and within your sense experience of seeing or hearing in this next period, to notice what's pleasant, notice what feels good, and really allowing yourself to rest in that. It may be that what's needed right now is, yeah, just to feel the sun on your body, outdoors. And just letting yourself feel the sun as you move through, feeling the air. Or it might be that the body feels really called to, yeah, do gentle stretching or something more laying down. And if that's where you feel called to, just really allowing yourself to sense into what feels good in the body as you do. Just allowing this to actually be an extension of that metta practice we did, letting that light that we were shining in the heart actually now become something that you're doing, something that you're embodying through your movement practice. And so we'll come back together at 10 after the hour. And I look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.